Hello, my name is Delmer Eldred, and I want to welcome you to a discussion with Mike Goodpasture on House Bill 1333, a bill that is going to impact the freedom and liberty and quality of life of every Washington citizen. And Mike, I just want to thank you for joining me today.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you.
Mike, does House Bill 1333, is that going to control what people say, where they go, and who they associate with?
Well, it's worse than that, and I'll get to that, I guess, when I on my diatribe here. But the 1333, like other speech codes and everything we're seeing, is it decides, politicians decide what speech is acceptable or forbidden. And one giveaway is that it's not politicians for whom the Free Speech Amendment, First Amendment, was written. It was written for us to express our opinion, and it was written to control the politicians who now, no surprise, want to take that away from us. So it was written for them, right, to stop them from controlling speech or defining what speech is. So just a quick First Amendment thing here, quote is, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. And that's pretty common. Most people know that. That's in the state and the federal constitution. So this was applied to state governments after the Civil War, the Bill of Rights. And so it is in force here, despite what Jay Inslee and Bob Ferguson might pretend that it's not. So it's not up to liberals, again, to decide what speech they will or won't tolerate. And again, that's why the First Amendment free speech guarantee was written to begin with, was to control them, not free citizens. So our state and our nation are clearly under the spell of liberal politicians and Democrats who have, and this is important, I think, they have spiritualized big government. I'll say that again. So they're clearly, the politicians are under the spell of politicians who have spiritualized big government. And this has happened in other cases before, Germany and Soviet Union and China, and it's very, very problematic. So I think we all need to get on the right side of reality, and the chaos and destruction that we see today, especially in this state, is, and I'll stand by this, is purposely designed. And that's why the left is writing and making policy of woke bad laws. And they're not under any illusion of the damage they're causing. They want that damage. And that's why you see them going after the police. So included, and this is 1333, which is, it's a simple lie that the government may censor opposing free speech that they disagree with. So unsurprisingly, it's modeled after other totalitarian governments in history, China, North Korea, you name it. And 1333 is only one of the many attacks on individual liberty regarding what is clearly understood in terms of our individual and constitutional guarantees. So the left has purposely destroyed words and language, and hopefully this makes sense, but the left has purposely through the years destroyed the actual meaning of commonly used words and language and changed their original meanings to their opposites. So we get diversity, which is a single outcome. We get all these things, right? And in darker circles, this is another subject altogether, but in darker circles, this changing meanings to their opposites is known as inversion. And it's designed to ape real truth and replace it with a lie or lies. So I think we need to hang our hats on one example that is that liberals have, and I've talked about this before, liberals have removed the actual appeal to and the reality of our original appeal to authority of natural rights, life, liberty, and property, if you remember that, life, liberty, and happiness, and substituted instead, and this is an example of inversion, have substituted instead the term human rights. And that's all we hear today. Our natural rights are gone, are God-given, and that means they can't be easily taken away. While human rights originate with and are determined by government politicians and media type stuff. So these are very, very different, very, very opposing ends of the spectrum. So human rights can easily be erased or destroyed by unscrupulous people, politicians, and using government for that purpose. And that's what we're looking at, I think, in 1333. So I'm going to go away from using the term woke and progressive and all that stuff. And I'm going to begin to use the real term to describe the left, which is communist. So the communist changes word meanings to change thinking. And then this changes behavior to fit their political ends. And I think that's worth, because you were wondering about meanings and stuff. So they purposely change word meanings. And this in turn changes people's thinking. And this in turn changes their behavior to fit the left's political ends. That's what we're looking like. We're looking like this with the thinking, LGBT thinking in schools and stuff, where they went from 1%, now all of a sudden it's half of the kids identify as some whatever it is, right? So communism only exists, or much easier exists, with the elimination of opposing opinions. That's something that the communists cannot and the liberal cannot deal with, right? And that's why the founding fathers put this in, because it's a hedge against totalitarian political thinking and that type of thing. So free speech is mainly a guarantee that regular people may speak up against those who are powerful. This is especially true of government. So speech and other forms of expression is a powerful antiseptic to totalitarians of all stripes. And I think that's, and it's not just speech, it's writing, it's art, it's all that kind of stuff. So Americans, in my opinion, and I come from sort of a military family, American soldiers didn't visit garden spots such as Midway and Antietam and Tet so Democrats can purposely destroy our individual liberties, including free opinion, simply because they think it's unpopular with the liberal ruling class. So we had a lot of people who gave a lot, including their all, to get us what we have today, and they didn't fight for liberals to say, well, you don't have First Amendment protection anymore. So free speech was not included in the Bill of Rights for government to use silence those with whom the politicians and tech media disagree, using camouflage words such as domestic terrorism and a laundry list of other similar anti-democratic efforts by the left. So these words, domestic terrorism, they're designed to make a psychological reaction of fear, and then people are more willing to go along with that. Well, yeah, the government's going to do something about this domestic terrorism, right? And they're unable to unpack what is being presented to them because it's been presented in those terms. So liberals, I think, often require citizens to forget that they have the right to self-ownership, consistent with not harming others. And that's, I think, a very important thing there. Many other similar efforts result from the left's effort to change word meanings, like I said, to something favorable to communism. Again, in all cases, it's to destroy the meaning of natural rights flowing from God to the people. And there's God. We know about this pyramid. There's God here, grants rights to people. That's the second part of the middle of the pyramid. And then government is a distant third place instituted only to protect those rights, such as life, liberty, and to protect those rights that people already have, right, apart from government. So human rights carries a lethal notion that our rights, again, originate with and granted to people by big government politicians and bureaucratic media. All right. So Let's see. The main struggle is between an all-knowing, all-powerful government in competition with free people. This has been going on for thousands of years. This just didn't arrive with Biden. So this has been in all countries, in all different political arrangements, in all parts of the world for thousands of years. And the freedoms we have, we take for granted, but they are very, very, our freedoms are very, very rare in the big scale or the big scope of the of world history. So it's just a piece of that. And we seem intent on allowing people to deprive us of even that type of thing. So I'd say a person faced with being deprived of a constitutional right has the responsibility to not cooperate in this effort, any effort, and are responsible for actively resisting any unlawful law or order, even if passed and signed in as bad law. So you know the military, right? The military, you're going to follow orders, but you're not going to follow unlawful orders. So I think that could apply to civilians also. So 1333 is not an enforceable law because it is inauthentic. It lacks constitutional agreement with the originalist understanding by the men who actually wrote the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment. That's why the left hates constitutional authority above their claim to power. If nothing else, liberals are keen on their own double standard at all times. So I think Democrats and political bureaucrats are lost to this truth, but so are many Republicans who insist on riding two horses in the superficial pursuit of bipartisanship. And I don't make any exemptions. You know, I think Republicans, some of them are preferable certainly to Democrats, but a lot of them ride the two horses in terms of I'm going to sit on the fence. And I'm gonna be there when the goodies are cut up, and I'm not gonna say too much. So they often sit out of the debate until they get some heat, and then declare against liberal things like 1333, and then vote against it, right, in the end, to appear conservative after it passes. But they don't do anything previous to that in terms of making some noise. I haven't heard of anything around here making some noise before it gets to that point. Now, they're probably going to lose because Democrats are Democrats, but that does not excuse them from not speaking up as the process unfolds. So don't accept when a Republican pleads, that's not my committee, or some other similar excuse, not to weigh in on an unconstitutional issue or law. And that's where we need to draw a bright line, I think. Some of this stuff, like 1333 and other things, are certainly unconstitutional. And it's up to our leaders, if they want to be known as leaders and thought of as leaders, is to make a stand and not have to be pushed into it by private citizens like me, I guess. So individuals are increasingly supposed to know or care about an issue only from the perspective of a corrupt government, and certainly not speak out in opposition when it eliminates basic rights and liberties that have been hard won throughout history. Go ahead.
Excuse me a minute, but this establishing this domestic violent extremist commission, it doesn't have any rules. I mean, the way I look at it, I might be wrong, but they're writing the rules daily on this. If this thing passes and we get saddled with this House Bill 1333, I mean, there's so many tentacles on it that can be used against anybody they want at any time.
Yeah. Well, that's how the collectivist or the communist operates. And what they do is they say, well, we're going to start and we're just going to keep going. And what they do is they end up like the French Revolution, right? The guy who ran that Robespierre, hey, we're going to make all this thing. And then they got to, well, my atheist plans will work, but we only need half of the French people around and then my plan will work. And Robespierre visited the guillotine himself. So they're destructive to the point where they are self-destructive, and they can't tell the difference. They don't have the mindset to use evidence and look into the future about what their ideas, the consequences of their ideas. And that's a trait of a liberal politician. So clearly, I think Democrat rule under the direction of strongmen, Jay Inslee, Bob Ferguson, their ideas are often unconstitutional, like this 1333, and also their effort to ban guns, and their policies represent enormous threats and dangers to the county and state citizens. Now, I think the sheriff made an observation, and his observation was these guys are lawyers. They know what they're doing is wrong, incorrect, it's not lawful, but they do it anyway because they've been hypnotized by creating a utopia, and they can't see anything else from that. So I guess it's fair to say. So our recognition and fidelity to a fidelity to an authority both outside and above the Jay Inslees and the Bob Fergusons of the world, right? And this is past due. And the reason I sort of come out against the Republicans is they're just sort of, you know, wringing their hands and not much is happening. So they have to be, we have the wrong people, in my opinion, in positions of authority. And it's not likely to get better unless we dig out some and we replace others who are at least going to speak out about what's right and wrong. So it boils down to, unsurprisingly, a collision of worldviews. And that's what we're involved in. And that's metaphysical, but that's for a different day, I guess. So again, I don't rely on politicians to act in our interests who have failed us to this point and work outside them by refusing to cooperate with any bureaucrat or official, even if elected, whose behavior and decisions show they ignore, even despise the rule of law as defined and guaranteed in the original Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's what we have working today.
Well, Mike, it looks like, especially since the 2020 election, that the Washington State Legislature, the people in power, are moving right past socialism and right into Marxism. These bills are coming so fast and furious. Yeah. And, you know, it's like they just overwhelm the whole process with paperwork.
Yeah, well, paperwork and anyway, you know, what we're looking at is something very, very serious. And in terms of, you know, we're going to chase these guys out of the state or whatever. And what they do is they say, well, we're going to make, you know, yeah, if you want to live in an island like South Dakota or something, go ahead. But nothing is going to stop us from our woke existence and our drive, our single-minded drive to control other people. So it's helpful to recall that even today, the excesses of government being imposed on us daily without pause could be qualified and perhaps even partially eliminated if more leaders showed good faith in opposition to unconstitutional pronouncements and totalitarian wish lists like HB 1333. And if you didn't know, the guy who was chosen to introduce this, and I'm sure it was by Ferguson and the liberal Lori Jenkins up there, I'm sure, was a guy named Bill Ramos. And he's a Democrat, and he's the one that carried the ball for them to get this introduced into the House. So again, I won't bother to misidentify communism and conflate it with other than fascism and call it anything except those two things. Communism and fascism were very, very closely linked first cousins. And people say, well, it's woke or liberal or socialism, right? Those things do not reach the definition of what the left is today. So we're, again, the people we're looking at have spiritualized big government power. And you know what? There's money in that and power. And a lot of people who shouldn't be on that left side of the plate batting are there. So what 1333 is nothing new. It's simply a next step in attempt to implement a communist single party rule, which is pretty much what we have in Washington state, again, using the false appeal to safety, right? When they themselves represent, in my opinion, the real threat to our liberty. So the communists or fascists, they can't tolerate opinion which falls outside their own, and the single opinion aided by propaganda. Those two things, their opinion aided by propaganda, is lethal to a democratic republic that we have. We have misinformation as misinformation, and untruth as truth as truth. And it's simply a wax nose to get a political advantage for the left. And they don't care about anything except their own power and their demands, and nothing. No amount of evidence, like going after the cops and stuff. None of that affects them. And that's the secret of the communists. None of that stuff things, because communism is a religion. And so is liberalism, because they're pretty much indistinguishable. So that is a false religion. And you don't just, if you know anything about cults, you just don't go into a person, you know, that's collecting change at an airport like the Hare Krishnas used to do. And you pull them out there and say, okay, you're out of that cult now, so behave yourself. That doesn't work, right? Because what they are unable to do is disassociate themselves only in certain respects or examples. Can they actually get out of that particular thing once their thinking drags them into that and other people doing helping along? So I would say that truth is untruth. It's evident in dangerous demands for uniform vaccinations like we've seen. We haven't heard much of that from Mr. Inslee lately, because the real science that he likes to appeal to is coming out, and that stuff is dangerous. And I've got a couple of friends who are pretty much one guy is a vegetable having taken that. Or K-12 pro-homosexual policies, anti-firearms. So this is what they're demanding, because they always have to get to that utopian next step, which isn't possible in this world. And they're materialists, and what they do is say, well, we can make a perfect world, and that has led to violence and disaster time after time after time in world history. Well, so this is hard to accept for most Americans, but the goals and the behavior of the American left pursues whatever it wants, which is why, for example, high crime and chaos are, and I'll stand by this word, are deliberately delivered to us by Democrats. And their behavior shows and their thinking shows that it can't be anything else if you look at their behavior as they attempt to do the woke thing and the anti-cop thing. Yeah.
Well, Mike,
I
just want to thank you. Taking a look back to see where we're headed, and the only possible solution that we can do, and that is change Olympia. You know, and I think right now there's a lot of people on both sides that are really wanting things to change and stop this takeover, overreach of government right now.
Why would I guess I'll respectfully disagree with you, but why have they been, and why do they remain Democrats?
Yeah, well, like I said, I've been working a little bit with the Byrd campaign and talking to different people, but that's kind of what they're saying, is that this has gone too far, you know.
Yeah.
So
we know that it's what we'll do about it. And one thing I want to leave you with is, do not cooperate with in any measure, any form, with unconstitutional stuff like 1333. and the rest of their stuff that they're flowing on. And the only reason they get away with that is because people accept, well, you know, they won a political race by one vote or whatever. So they're the majority, so therefore they can pass whatever laws they want. No, they can't. Their laws that they passed, like 1333, have to be consistent with the original Constitution, the language written by the guys who wrote it. So that's as far as I know, that's what I think. So anyway, but that bird guy sounds pretty good. I hope we get him. So we'll see, I guess.
So far what I've talked to him is he is really dedicated to getting things stopped in Olympia.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, yeah, it takes very specialized knowledge and commitment to be on the right side, to be a bona fide, I hate to say it, right winger, right?
Right.
It doesn't take anything to be on the liberal side, because all you do is ice cream castles and emotionalism, right?
Right.
So
right.
There's a big difference in those two. One side are thinkers, and one side understand things. And the other side is, well, yeah, you know, I mean, I think this is a good idea.
Right? Yeah.
So anyway, so are we out of time?
Or? Yeah, we're getting real close here, Mike. Oh. I just want to thank you for all the good information and the history that is really involved in what's going on with today. And so I just appreciate you doing this, Mike, and thank you very much.
All right. Good deal, then. Thank you.